Before I start, I need to apologize to the English-speaking brothers and sisters among us. It's my oversight when I prepared the PowerPoint of the class that you will be joining us this morning. So I did not prepare, I did not show any English verses. So I just ask you to follow along when we, during the message. The interpreter will still tell you where the text comes from, and we pray that you will be able to follow with us. There is a pastor 在我现在服侍的一直跟周有一位美国人的牧师。
In the place where I'm serving, there is a American pastor.
有一天晚上，他就在躺在床上睡不着。One
day he couldn't fall asleep.
他就躺在那边一直在听。So
he was hearing.
他只听到他自己心跳的声音。He
could only hear the heartbeat.
他只听到他身边他身旁的太太的呼吸声音。He
can only hear the breathing sound of his wife.
他觉得很奇怪。So
he was wondering.
因为他知道他在他卧房的外面就是一个果园。Because
outside the bedroom there was a garden, a fruit garden.
那里种了很多的樱桃树。
They have many cherry trees.
正在成长，正在结果子。It
was blossoming.
他没有听到那是树好像在生长。But
he doesn't hear any sound of the trees.
他没有听到那是树好像在呻吟。He
didn't hear any moaning from the tree.
他也没有听到他的 creaking and cracking 的爆裂的声音。He
didn't hear any cracking sounds.
他就联想到，在圣经里面常常提到，我们基督徒的生活就像用一些植物来形容。
So he thought that oftentimes our Christian life is just like that. So as we grow spiritually, we often feel that we are moaning, we are cracking, as if we are being stressed by the Lord. So why does a fruit tree can grow without any moaning and without any difficulties? Some people say that.
I'll say it in English, 你帮我翻译好了。 Although we ought to do good to others as simply as a horse runs or a bee makes honey.
So 我们对人应该做好事，就好像蜜蜂之路。 And
a horse, a马子跑一样. Like a vine bears grapes season after season without thinking about it.
So, 每一年每一季都在生长，继续不断生长葡萄， never从来没有想过.
为什么我们属灵成长好像有那么多的生长？
So why do we have so much to struggle in our spiritual growth? I think this worth us to think about it. So during the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples he's going to be leaving this world, return to the Father. So he can sense the disciples were worried and they were uneasy.
他就安慰他们说，我必要再来接你们到我哪里去。
So he comforts them, said, I shall come back and take you to be with me.
我在哪里，你们也要在哪里。
Where I am, there you shall be also.
就在他再来之前的那段时间里面，
During the time before his coming again,
他也没有介绍他们为孤儿。
He did not deserve them as orphans.
他说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
So I will ask the Father that he will give you another helper.
将他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。
He will be with you forever. He is the Spirit of Truth.
这位与耶稣同时同等的圣灵。
This Holy Spirit is with Jesus with equal position.
要引导门徒去明白耶稣的话。
Will lead the disciples to understand the words of Christ.
他说我在父里面，父也在我里面。
He says, I am in the Father, the Father in me.
而且我们可以记录上，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面的实际里面。
So we can also remember that I am in you and you in me.
我们这些基督徒是在基督里面，他也在我们里面。
We Christians are in Christ and Christ is in us.
是给我们能力，是那一位复活得荣耀的主。
This comes from the resurrected Lord who gave us the strength.
他要在你跟我的生命中作为。
He wants to bring in you and my lives.
让我们能够成长。
So we may grow.
不是看我们自己的增长。
We do not go according to our own struggles. Because He is in us.
耶稣用葡萄树的比喻,
Jesus used the parable of the vine.
来解释他跟信徒之间联合在一起, abiding in Christ的那个真理。
To explain the truth of abiding in Christ.
吩咐我们要住在主里面。
He commanded us to be to abide in the Lord.
就像葡萄枝子要连在葡萄树上。
As the vine connect with the branches.
是不是我们在地上生活一个最基要的一个原则？
So is this the basic reason for our life in this world?
现在我们要一起来学习神所设计在基督里成长的过程。
So now we'll study together how that God designed how can we grow in Christ.
虽然不是完全没有痛苦,
although there's never painless,
因为总是有 growing pain, 成长中的痛苦,
because there will be growing pain, the pain
是不是靠着人的增长,
is not depending on struggle,
乃是让圣灵在你跟我的生命中工作,
is let the Holy Spirit work in you and work in me,
透过我们显出圣灵所结的果子,
through us they may see the fruit of the Spirit,
父就因此得荣耀,
and therefore God will, the Father will be glorified.
那我们现在从低头我们仰望神。
Let us bow our head and worship.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
也不但是透过耶稣基督赐给我们生命,
not only through Jesus Christ you have given us life,
你也帮助我们要在生命上面，就属灵生命上面要成长。
You also help us to grow in the spiritual life.
不是靠着我们自己的能力，不是靠我们自己的增长。
It's not according to our strength, our own struggle.
那是因为你已经住在我们里面。
But because you have already in us, the Spirit abides in us.
我们要住在主里面。
We want to abide in the Lord.
我们就经历到与主联合的那种美，那种的善。
So may experience the goodness and the sweetness of being abide in the Lord.
让神你自己在我们生命中做工作。
We'll let you to work in our lives.
修理我们，洁净我们，让我们能够成长。
Prune us, cleanse us, so that we may clean, may grow.
我们来到你的面前，我们专心地来仰望你。
We come before you, we worship you, we lift up a high to you.
我们愿意从你听到你告诉我们的教导的旨意。
We want to seek your teaching and your will.
帮助我们真的在这个地上去成全你在我们身上的心意。
So that we may complete your will in us on this earth.
我们大家祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the true vine.
更直接、更literal、更字面的翻译是，我是葡萄树，是那真实的。
So more direct translation is, I am the vine and the true vine.
也是在最后一个第七个我是的启示当中，
during the seventh I am statement,
它说明了它是葡萄树所预表的真体。
So he said he is the
substance
is prepared by the tree, the vine.
因为在旧约圣经里面多次用葡萄树来比喻，来代表以色列民。
Oftentimes the Lord, if the God used the vine to represent the Israelites.
在诗篇里面，诗人也说：“神啊，你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把血树栽上。”
So in the Psalms it says, "You brought a vine out of Egypt; you drove out the nations and planted it."
这是指让神让以色列民从埃及带出来，带到迦南美地。
This God led the Israel left the Egypt, gave it into Canaan.
神栽种香浓的葡萄树。
So God has three kinds of vines.
No, 香浓的。
the best vine. So they may have good grapes. But the Israelites failed. So they disobeyed God. But God never forsake His chosen people.
耶和华是看守葡萄园的，时刻浇灌，昼夜看守。
So the Lord is the keeper and watches the vineyard day and night.
到了新约的时期,
to come to the New Testament time, God sent His Son to this world. Through Him complete the redemption. He gave the new life and new identity to whoever believes in Him. So He established a new group that belonged to the God.
It's
the true vine and the branches.
所以耶稣说，我父是栽培的人。
So Jesus says, My Father is the vine dresser.
耶稣清楚知道是我父把羊赐给我。
Jesus knows clearly is My Father gave me the sheep.
每一个基督徒都是神赐给耶稣的人。
Every Christian is driven to Jesus by God.
是要借着他们去结果子。
Through them, so they may bear fruit.
使葡萄树继续的成长，结果子更多。
So the grape and vine will grow more and bear more fruit.
凡结果子的，他的树里干净。
Whoever bears fruit, he will prune.
穆安德利在一本书叫《真葡萄树》。
There is a book called The True Vine.
这是Andrew Murray，这是一个美国神所用的一个仆人。 他在树上面就指到葡萄。
In his book, Andrew Murray said that the vine should be often being pruned.
不只是除去树周围的那些杂草,
not only just to prune the grass, that's the weeds around it.
对，我们现在在家里面的后院里面工作的时候，会把杂草树以外的东西把它除去。
So when we work in our garden at home, we try to get rid of the weeds around it.
可是，pruning修理葡萄树是连树上的那些的枝子都剪掉。
So when you prune the tree, you also prune the branches.
是树本身的一部分被剪去。
It's a part of the tree gets to be pruned.
不但是已经那些已经死掉的那些枝子。
Not only the bad branches.
连那些不净，连那些还。 活着的还是有生命的，也要剪。
Even those who still live have life, they still also need to be pruned.
他们都要把它剪得不超过两寸的长。
So that pruned is no longer so they may shorten 2 inches.
因为这样避免不必要的部分白占了那些树的样子。
So they do not want to have unnecessary part that took the place.
消耗了能够做结果使用的精力,
so that wasted the energy that could be used to bear fruit.
所以超过两寸长的，他们都剪掉，都会修理干净。
So any branches longer than 2 inches will be pruned and to be cleaned.
目的是要使树的资源都用在结果子这件事上面。
So the purpose to make all the nourishment to be used in bearing fruit.
使枝子结果子更多。
So the branches will bear more fruit.
这是栽培葡萄树的父神在结果子的枝子上所要做的事情。
So this is the wine dresser, the father, what he did in maintaining the graveyard.
兄弟们，我们在侍奉中，我们也会受熬炼。
So brothers and sisters, we shall face trials in our spiritual life.
我们属灵成长的当中，我们会觉得被收剪、被神挪去这个东西。
So in our spiritual growth, we will experience being pruned by God.
其实那是件好事。
That's a good thing.
表明神是要使你跟我是去无存清。
So that means God wants you and I to be cleaned from the evil.
能够更有效地去为他结果子,
so we can bear fruit for him more effectively.
还有一种枝子是父神要处理的。
There's another kind of branches the Father will manage.
他说凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去。
So whoever belongs to me but do not bear fruit will be pruned.
凡属我却不结果子的就是只能在持续没有结果子的人。
So whoever belongs to me but does not bear fruit means those who never did bear any fruit.
前面所说的结果子
What do you mean by bearing fruit?
基本说就是因为我们是连于葡萄树而有生命的表现。
It means that we are connected with the vine that we have signs of life.
不是说我们把别的枝子接到葡萄树上面。
It's not when we grasp other branches to the vine.
不是要把别的东西架在葡萄树上面。
It's not to add other things to it.
所以上这边不是指到我们传福音所结的果子。
This does not mean the fruit in.Received by to spread the gospel.
就是把人领带领人信主这种的果子。
This is not the fruit by bringing people to God.
是更纪要的、更基本的，每一个基督徒生命当中要显出、要不断的被更新、活出圣灵所结的果子。
So this is the more fundamental in all our lives, and we should have a basic improvement and renewal.
就是。仁爱、喜乐、和平、仁爱、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So that is love, of joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control.
我们的生命被塑造。
We are being disciplined,
being shaped and molded, 能够活出耶稣的样子。
So we can live out the image of Jesus.
我们才能够发挥我们是世上的盐、世上的光的功用。
So that we can fulfill our function as light and salt.
一个不结果子的信徒。
A believer who does not bear fruit.
这是属我的人，这些属他的人却不结果子的话。
This those who belong to the Lord but does not bear fruit.
生命没有任何改变的人。
There's no change in their life.
父神就会把他们剪去
So the Father shall prune them
不让他们白占树上的位置
Will not allow them to occupy the place
好像别的枝子可以发挥结果子的功用
So like other branches can bear fruit
你说那是不是说等于说他们就失去救恩
Does that mean they lost their salvation?
我相信不是
I don't believe so
耶稣这边讲的不是得救的问题
Here we are not saving about, talking about salvation.
今天上上文告诉我们是结果子，是我们工我们的生活有没有果效的问题。
So the context is bearing fruit. Is are we having effective life?
耶稣也给了属他的人双重的保证。
Jesus has given double assurance to those who belong to him.
他说我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
So I will give them eternity; they shall never perish.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
No one can snatch them away from me.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大。
My father is greater than all. He has given the sheep to me.
谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
So no one can snatch them from my father's hand.
今天所讲到的是一个基督徒，假如我们生命里面没有结出属灵的果子。
Here talking about in the Christian life, if we don't have spiritual fruit,
我们会被神隔置在一边
So we shall put aside by God
我们达不到神在你我身上的心意
We cannot fulfill God's will on us
有一个极端的例子
Give you an example, extreme example
在圣经里面也告诉我们在哥林多前书第十一章
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11
讲到一些轻慢主餐的人
Those who didn't receive the Lord's Supper
properly 那些人保罗说你们当中 有软弱的衰老的也不少
He said some of you are weak and some many of you slept
衰老在那边的意义是说已经死了
To fall asleep means to die
有些人神会把他们从这个世界上面挪去
So to a point God may remove them from this world
却不是讲到他们会失去救恩
But does not mean there isLose salvation.
来说，当有一天我们站在基督台前叫账的时候
，So you wonder we're going to face our Jesus.
我们虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
Even though we may be saved, as if we're going through fire.
就像我们就好像一棵树被烧的完全没有任何的果子，没有任何其他的东西可以存留。
Just like a tree that was burned without any fruits.
没有任何的东西可以呈现给爱我们的主。
There's nothing they can present to the Lord who loves us.
那将会是何等羞愧，何等难过的事情。
So at that moment, how shameful, how difficult would that be?
耶稣就跟前的门徒说，
yeah, Jesus told the disciples that with him,
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Already you are clean by the word I have spoken to you.
神使用耶稣对门徒所讲的道。
God uses the truth that Jesus taught the disciples
去把门徒梳理干净。
To clean them, to prune them.
装备好他们去结果子。
To equip them to bear fruit.
接着他就给他们一个命令。
And then he gave him a commitment.
你们要住在我里面。
You abide in me.
你们要住在我里面。
Abide in me.
一直的住在我里面。
Continue to abide in me.
不是只是偶然住在里面，然后又被点出，又要被借上去。
It's not like you are in the Lord and then you leave and then you be grass again.
基督徒的生命，基督徒的生活是永远跟神在一起。
The Christian's life is with the Lord always.
经历到主就住在我们里面。
So we can experience the Lord is in us.
达到我们与主合一的完全的一个联合。
So that we can reach to a point completely to be union with the Lord.
也是说，正如我在父里面，父在我里面。
就是 like I am in the Lord, the Father, the Father in me.
你没有想过父跟子是何等的亲密，何等的亲密
？Have you thought about how close, how intimate is Father and the Son?
耶稣告诉我们说，我们跟主也要这样子，也可以这样子。
So Jesus told us we can be the same way with the Lord.
我们可以从经历里面知道，主在父里面，我们在主里面。主也在我们里面。
So we can say that we are at, the Lord is in us, we are in the Lord, we are also in the Father.
这是信徒能够结果子的秘诀。
This is the secret why believers can bear fruit.
枝子越不粘在葡萄树上，
If the branch is not connected with the vine,
自己就不能结果子。
They cannot bear fruit by themselves.
你们若不住在我里面也是这样。
If you do not abide in me, it's the same.
因为结果子是一个有机的成长，一个 organic growth.
So bearing fruit is an organic growth.
是内在生命的一个功能。
It's a function of inner life.
葡萄树的生命力所造成的一个果效。
It's the life of the vine that can create that life.
所以找一个信徒不是住在主里面。
But if a believer is not, does not abide in the Lord.
没有连于元首基督。
We do not connect with Christ.
我们没有不断地去支取基督的生命。
Do not continually receive life from Christ.
我们就缺乏生命力去结果子。
We will lack the ability to create life.
住在主里面是你跟我能够结果子的必要条件。
So, to abide in the Lord is the basic fundamental condition to bear fruit.
在讲完了父是栽培收捡葡萄枝子的人。
We say the Father is the vine dresser who prunes the vine.
他解释了父在葡萄树上的枝子上的工作以后。
After he explained the Father's work on the vine.
耶稣再次的宣告，我是葡萄树。
Once again, Jesus proclaimed that I am the vine.
住在我里面的我，然后他强调说，你们是枝子。
And then he emphasized that you are the branches.
连于葡萄树上的枝子，就是住在我里面的，我也住在他里面，他就结出很多果子。
Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is the one that bears much fruit.
一个保持住在主里面的生活状态。
If we can keep our life being abide in the Lord,
主也是住在我们里面。
And the Lord in us,
我们住在他里面，承认他是葡萄树，我是属于他的。
We abide in him, we admit that he is the vine and we belong to him.
我的生命，我的存活都是基于 是与他联合的一个人。
So my life and my existence is based upon being abiding in Him.
我们自然就会结出许多的果子来。
We automatically grow fruit.
反过来说
，opposite.
离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
当你跟我没有连在基督里面
，When you and I are not connected with Christ.
也就是说你所做的事情就毫无果效。
So Jesus says, all whatever you do has no effect.
在神的眼中是一事无成。
In God's eyes, we are useless.
是 It is nothing. 也就是说这个是完全不算数的。
So Jesus said, that you are nothing. You can't that even count.
虽然可以可能有很多的活动。
Even though you may have many activities.
却没有属灵的价值。
That have no spiritual meaning.
甚至可以将一些人情绪上面很兴奋。
You may make people excited in their emotions.
却不能使他们的灵命得到益处。
But you cannot benefit the spirit.
没有把人在基督里完完全全的引到神的面前。
You did not completely draw people to God.
人若不住在我里面。
If you,People do not abide in me.
就像狮子就在外面枯干，人把它拾起来，丢在火里烧掉。
As if a branch that was thrown outside, the branches have been gathered and burned.
神这节先知以西结曾经这样子说。
Jesus through the God through Ezekiel told us,
葡萄树比种树枝比葡萄枝比种树枝有什么好处？其上可以取木料。做什么功用？可以取来做钉子挂什么器皿吗
？The is the vine surpass any other wood? Can any people take the make some wood take a, make a peg and hang vessels on it?
他说葡萄树的其他的树，假如你不结果子，只长那个树本身那个木材，你还可以拿来用。
For other trees, if it does not bear fruit, at least the wood itself can be used.
可是葡萄树的这木是那么的软，那么的不能够承担，甚至做一根钉子都不行。
So the branches of vine is so soft, so weak, can even make a nail out of it.
除了结果子以外
，except the bear fruit,
葡萄枝子是毫无用处。
The branches have no other use.
所以当它不结果子的时候
，when they do not bear fruit,
就只好丢在。就泡在火里当作柴烧
So they can be thrown into fire to be used as a fuel.
神警告以色列人
God warned Israelites.
我怎样使他在火中当柴也必照样对待耶路撒冷的居民
How do I throw the vine, the branches be a fuel in the fire? I should also do that to the Israelites.
你必须看到以色列民就是因为不顺服神没有住在神里面就被丢在一边
truly saw that because the Israelites did not obey God they were thrown away
他们被掳到巴比伦
they were exiled to Babylon
他们神要现在兴起新的一个属神的群体
now God wants to raise another new identity that belongs to God
是新的一个 community 是属于神的
so it will be a new community that belongs to God
耶稣用这个来警戒当时候的犹太人
So Jesus used that to warn the Jews of his days
他讲到人不是讲到你们就是讲信徒你是讲到信徒以外的那些犹太人
His from those Jews who are not believers
你们若不住在主里面就不能够发挥神子民的功用
If you do not abide in me that you cannot fulfill your function
无论你是生下来是不是犹太人那个不是你的 identity 你跟神的关系才决定你的身份是什么
Whether you were born Jewish or not that's not your identity your identity is your relationship with God
假如我们没有住在主里面
If we do not abide in Lord
我们的结局就是会被丢在 火里面烧掉
So our consequence would be thrown out as a fire
耶稣就对门徒说你们是枝子
Jesus told disciples, you are branches.
是已经干净了。
those who already believed.
其实他对犹太人的警戒也是对我们的一个提醒。
So his warning for the Israelites is a reminder for us as well.
葡萄枝子唯一的功用就是结果子。
The only function of the branches is to bear fruit.
没有其他的用途。
There's no other use.
假如一个信徒不被神使用
，If a believer not used by the Lord，
我们就会被隔置在一边。
We shall be put aside。
不是因为它不结果子。
Not because it doesn't bear fruit。
它是一个症状，只是心疼。
That was just only symptom。
基本的毛病是因为它没有住在主里面。
The root cause is they do not abide in the Lord。
弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters，
我们有没有在生活当中活出圣灵的果子？
Have we lived the fruit of the Spirit in our life?
假如我们没有的话，
If we have not,
假如我们没有发挥神把我们留在地上的功用的话，
If we did not demonstrate the purpose of God put us here,
恐怕我们被减去。
So we shall be, I'm afraid we shall be prone.
弟兄姐妹，你灵里面有没有感觉到枯干？
So brother, sister, do you feel dry in your spirit?
是不是因为我们没有粘在葡萄树上？
Is that because we're not connect with the
我们得不到那个实际上那个 three steps 的供应。
So we cannot receive the nourishment from the tree.
我们就会觉得枯干。
So we feel dry.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
常住在主里面。
So that we abide in the Lord.
支取他的生命力。
Receive his life.
以致我们能够为主而活
，so that we may live for our Lord。
你所说的供，你所做的，你所有的服事
，all your services，
有没有属灵的果效
？Is that that a spiritual effect？
有没有神认可的印证
？Is there any guarantee of God's affirmation？
假如没有的话
，If not，
我们要想一想。
We have to think.
我们是不是与神同工？
Are we working with God?
还是我们是离开神自己在做，自己在做很多的活动？
Are we left God? We're just doing a lot of things ourselves.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让圣灵在你在我的生命中结出果子来。
So let the Spirit help us to bear fruit in our lives.
接下去耶稣就教导门徒结果子的诀要是什么。
And continue Jesus told the disciples what are the basic elements of bearing fruit.
他说你们若住在我里面，我的话也住在你们里面，不论你们想要什么，祈求吧，都给你们成就。
If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask whatever, it will be done for you.
不论你想要什么，祈求就给你们成就。
Ask whatever you wish, it will be done for you.
这是神耶稣给信徒心想事成的一个应许。
So this is a great promise that God gives to the disciples.
只要你心里所愿意的。
As long as you're willing,
你想要的就给你。
Whatever you wish will be given to you.
都在梦寐以求这样子。
So how many Christians are dreaming for this?、
Right?
Yes.
不信的人也想要。
Even the unbelievers want too.
也只是说，你们若怎么样怎么样。
If you,
所以换句话说，这是一个有条件的应许。
So this is a conditional promise.
是神的应许。
It's God's promise.
一定不会落空。
You will never be empty.
只要我们满足这个条件。
Only if we satisfy the condition.
那个条件是什么
？What is the condition?
你们若住在我里面
Abide in me.
要住在主里面要与神有与主耶稣有恒常密切生命的关系
So we will have a constant intimate relationship with Christ.
一直在不断成长的生命历程当中
So we can in our continue growing.
这样子你的生命就与基督一同藏在神里面
So in that way your life will be withChrist, in God.
这样子的人会求上面的事宝说
Such person will seek things from, come from above.
思念天上的事情不是思念地上的事情
So we will only consider things above, not the Lord.
所以我们的心思意念与主耶稣是认同的，是一致的。
So that our thoughts and our deeds are confirmed with our Lord Jesus.
Are consistent with our Lord.
Consistent with our Lord.
再加上主的话也常在也住在你们里面。
Plus, God's words abide in us.
这里说用话这个字在希腊文是特别讲到我们口里面所说的话是 rhema 那个字。
So this word used in the Greek word means what we speak.
指的是神跟我们在祷告的对话当中对我们所说的话。
This is the word that God tells us in our prayer.
我们需要从神的话语从神的 logos 里面去认识神。
We need to know God from His own words.
我们也需要从神直接对我们讲的话 the rhema 里面去认识神。
We also need to know God from the word He speaks to us.
神对他的百姓说 你要向我留心我的国民呢要向我侧耳。
God told the people says, pay attention to me people and give me your ear nations.
听神的声音是神听我们祷告的先决条件。
Hear God's voice is the prerequisite in prayer.
让我们的祷告蒙神的应允。
So that our prayer can be heard by God and be.
我们要知道先听到神的声音。
We need to hear His voice.
是让我们是按着神的心意求。
So that we know how to speak.
因为下面耶稣就说：“凡是按着神的心意求的，我必成就。”
Whoever seeks my will be fulfilled.
神的话藏在我们里面的人。
So for people who God's word often abide in you.
就是让神的话语来塑造我们的价值观。
So if God's words determine our value system.
我们神所要的属灵品格。
We know what kind of spiritual.
可以恒常的流露在我们生活的每一个环节当中。我们就可以达到神跟人完全合一的那个境界。这样子的人，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
So for such a person, ask whatever you desire will be given to you.
神没有给我们一个。blank check 一个空头支票说 你想要什么就给你什么
God did not give us a blank check you can do write whatever you want
可是当我们是为着他的国度是为着他按着他的心意去祈求的话他一定会成就
So if we ask according to his kingdom according to his will he will fulfill
因为这样子说你们就结出很多的果子我父就因此得荣耀
But if you do so that you may bear much fruitAnd my father will be glorified.
因为我们在这样子的情况底下，我们去为神做工。
So if we work for the Lord under such conditions,
我们为神结果子。
We bear fruit for God.
我们不但是知道，就是出于神的心意。
Not only we know this comes from God's will.
也是知道，就是靠着神的恩典。
We also know this depends on God's grace.
是神所透过我们成就的事情。
It's God through us.
所以一切的荣耀都归给他。
So we may give all the glory to him.
一个有效的祷告生活。
So in the effectual prayer life.
让我们能够知道神的引导，得神的能力。
So we know God's leading and we'll have God's strength.
我们是去能够去成就，去达成神的心意。
So we can fulfill God's will.
没有一个人能以自己来夸口。
No one can boast by himself.
如经上所记，夸口的当时是主夸口。
So it is written, let the one who boasts in God.
基督徒有没有值得夸口的地方
？The Christians have things they can boast.
当然有。
Of course.
我们有神，我们有神的生命在我们里头。
We have God's life in us.
可是我们要夸口的是指着主夸口。
So if we boast in the Lord,
不是因为我有多好
not because I'm good,
因为神在我里面
because God is,
因为我在主里面
because I abide in the Lord,
就使神得着一切的荣耀
so may God get all the glory.
你就是我的门徒了
so you prove to be my disciple.
你就显出我们是一个跟随主的人
so we can show that we are God's followers.
因为主耶稣在地上的时候也是这样子。
Because Jesus was the same way when he was.
他靠着神去结果子。
So he was bearing fruit for God.
也要我们去靠着神去做结果子。
So we also depend on God to bear fruit.
就显出我们是连于葡萄树上的枝子。
So it can be shown we are connected with the vine.
我们正是主耶稣的门徒了。
So we are true disciples of Jesus.
耶稣宣告说。
Jesus,
Proclaim, 我是真葡萄树
I am the true vine.
你们是枝子
you are the branches.
这些使徒门徒不但要从神得到生命
Not only is telling us we can only have life from God,
而且要持续的住在主里面
and will continue to live in the Lord,
支取他的生命
to receive his life,
才能够结出果子来
then we can bear fruit.
才能够进入到生命的被更新被改变神会常常修剪这些枝子
and God will constantly prune those branches,
使枝子结果子更多
so make the branches bear more fruit.
不会把从神得到的资源
so will not waste the resource from God,
消耗在一些没有属灵意义的事情上面
waste on things that have no spiritual meaning.
因为枝子只有一个功用
because the branches have only one function.
就是要结果子神对子民也只有一个心意虽然我们的生命不断的成长更新变化我们真的能够 echo 能够像保罗一样说我现在活着的不再是我乃是基督耶稣住在我在我里面活着
Can we really say what Paul said It's no longer I that lives It'sJesus lives in me.
让内住在每一位信徒里面的圣灵
so that Jesus lives in everybody's life,
可以在我们的生命中结出果子来
so that we can bear fruit in our life.
一个连于真葡萄树的枝子
a branch that connects to the true vine,
又经常受到父修剪的
and are being often pruned by the Father,
就会成为一个多结果子的枝子
Will become a branch bear much fruit.
同样的
Similarly,
因为被神用他的道所洁净实际连于元首基督的信徒
So a believer that was cleansed by God's word and is connected with the head of the Christ
就会结出生命的果子来
Will bear fruit of life
在生活当中流露出耶稣的生命
So in his life you can show the life of Christ
活出基督的样式来
They can live out the image of Christ.
因为常住在主里面的是信徒他的心思意念
so, one who abides in Christ, his thoughts and his deeds,
都是被神的道神的话语 written word 去塑造
It was, Satan taught by God's written word.
也都是被神的上自己神上交的活泼的话语所充满
It is also filled by the living wordBut from God.
人与神的意念相同心思相同
so when man and God have the same thought the same will
人在主里面的祷告也是主在他里面的祷告
so whatever the man's prayer in God is also the prayer the Lord has in God
父神就一定会听神子的祷告
so the Father will listen to
所以耶稣说无论你们想要什么祈求就给你们成就这关键是主是葡萄树我们是枝子住在主里面的主也住在我们里面这个人就会结出许多果子来离了我你们就不能做什么
Apart from me, you can do
nothing. AJ Gordon 就是、在波士顿有一个很好的神学院 Gordon Conwell 神学院的创办人之一、
In Boston there was a Gordon
Gordon Conwell
And Mr. Gordon is one of the founders
尤其他在外面走路的时候
One day he was walking outside
他看到一个远远看到一个房子就是农场里面的一个房子
so he saw a house from afar in the pond.
那他看见前面有一个人，好像用一直用手来去pump the water， OK， 就是那水井里面去把水打出来。
So he saw a person seem to be pumping water from a well.
他看了一阵子。
He watched for a while.
觉得很奇怪，这个人好像从来不累的。
He was wondering how come this one does never get tired.
他从来不休息，从来一直在 pump， 一直在 pump， 而且好像越来越快。他说这个人真的厉害，我来走去跟他谈一谈。他走近一点，他发现那不是一个人，是个木头人，只是一个木头人画起来像一个木一个人的样子。他的手在这边是有个 hinge， 然后这个边这边一直在动，一边在动。
So in his arm, there's a hand, so it continues to move.
并不是那个木头人在碰水，对，不是这个。
Not the man who's pumping the water.
他才察觉，原来那是一个自流井，一个 artesian well.
So that is a well that can naturally contain the flowing water.
Artesian well 就是那个在地下水，那个压力很大，一直往上推，一直往上推。
The water came up from bottom.
所以并不是那个人在抽水，是那些水在推动他的手。
It's not he's pumping the water; it's the water pumping his arm.
Mr. Gordon 就领悟了。
So Mr. Gordon realized.
我们侍奉神也是一样。
We are the same way in serving Lord.
不是我的手能做多少。
It's not my arm. How much am I?
我的手有没有粘于那个 artesian well 那个水源？
So、
当我的手是粘于这个源头的时候，它就会不断的动，不断的去有这个活动。弟兄姐妹，我们是怎么服侍神？
So、how do we serve the
Lord? 我们是怎么成长？
How do we grow?
是看我们自己的增加，看我们自己的努力。
Do we grow according to our own strength and struggle?
还是因为我们连于元首基督？
Or because we are connected with our soul?
因为我们住在他里面。
Because we abide in him.
他就在我们生命中有作为。
So he make our life have more effective.
在这个特殊会当中，
During this retreat,
我们听到结束七个我是什么什么的宣告。
We heard the seven I am statements of Jesus.
他说我是生命的粮，
He says, I am the bread of life.
有了他的就有丰盛的生命，是生命里面有满足。
That means our life is satisfaction in our life.
他说我是生命的光，
He says, I am the light of life.
The light of the world.
The light of the world.
有了他的就有光明的生命。
Whoever has him will have a light in their life.
我们生命有方向。
So、our life have a direction.
我是羊的门。
I am the door of the sheep.
我们有了他就有进神的国的门路。我们得到有得生命的这个途径。
So、we have a path to have life.
他说我是好牧人。
I am a good shepherd.
有了他的就有一个安稳的生活。
So、if we have him, we have a safe.
我们得救，我们得自由，我们得供应。
So we have, we are salvation, we have freedom, we have abundant supply.
就有生命的保障。
There we have guarantees of life.
他说我是复活和生命。
He says, I am resurrection and the life.
有了他，我们就有复活的盼望。
We, with him, we'll have the hope of resurrection.
我们对生命有把握。
So we are confident.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, I am the truth and the life.
有了他就有与神和好的一个道路。
If we have him, we have a path to be reconciled with God.
我们有在生命中一些的答案。
So we have all the answers in our life.
他说我是真葡萄树。
He says, I am the true vine.
有了他就有住在主里面互相相连相爱的关系。
So if we have him,We'll be with him, we can love and take care of each other.
我们就有圣灵的喜乐。
So we'll have the joy of life.
约翰说我自己在约翰福音里面所有关于耶稣的言行。
In the John, the book of John, we have recordings of God's words, Jesus' words and deeds.
包括他七个我是什么什么的宣告。
Including his seven proclamations of I am.
约翰很清楚告诉我们他的目的是什么。
Jesus told us,
约翰告诉我们。是要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
So want you to believe Christ, Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God.
并且叫你们信了他就可以应他的名得生命。
And because you, if you believe him, you can have life in his name.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有在基督耶稣里面得生命？
So brothers and sisters, we have life in Jesus.
我们有没有持续的住在主里面享受神所给我们这个，因为认识独一的真神，认识他所差来的耶稣基督，这一个永生。
Are we continually living in Jesus so that we may know Him that's coming from God?
很多人以前在英国有一个很有钱的人，他的名字叫做 Fitzgerald.
There was a pretty rich person in England by the name Fitzgerald.
他跟太太只有一个儿子。
He and his wife, they have only.
所以他们都很爱这个傻子，这个儿子一直在栽培他。
So they love their son, they hope that they properly.
可是到那个儿子还不到十岁的时候，他母亲因病去世。
So the mother died when the son was not even 10 years old.
所以这个 Fitzgerald 就更把一切的注意力都集中在他的儿子身上。
So Fitzgerald concentrated all his attention on the.
他的生意也做了越做越大，他钱越来越多。
So his business is getting better, his money gets more.
他除了在投资在他儿子身上，他也是一个很爱艺术的人，所以他买了很多出名的油画。
Not only he invests in his son, he also loves art. He has purchased many paintings.
所以他儿子不到二十岁也离开世界。
Sorry.
不到二十岁，他儿子也死了。
So his son died not even before he reached age 20.
所以他就。心里面很难过。其实在他儿子还没有去世以前，他请了一个当地的画家给他画了一个 portrait， 一个的他儿子的像。
So before his son died, he asked an artist to paint a portrait for his son.
他就常常对着那个油画去想他的儿子。
So he often facing the portrait, thinking about his son.
到有一天 Mr. Fitzgerald 他自己也去世。
So one day Mr. Fitzgerald
也死了。
Died.
然后他就很多人就在注意他，那他所收集那么多的油画，他当时估计是超过100万英镑。
So they know he has such a collection of paintings, it's estimated that the value is greater than £1 million.
所以有一天他的律师就说他的遗嘱说这个都要拍卖。
So one day, in his will, the lawyer says, all this will be auctioned.
所以就很多人都有那个博物馆里面的买手，这些的收藏家都来要看这个，要参与这个拍卖。
So many people come to participate in the auction. They want to see what buy.
在这个 auction 这个拍卖开始之前，这些油画都放出来，让人家看，让人家去欣赏。
So during the auction, they display all the paintings so people can appreciate and they enjoy.
包括他儿子的那一幅图像。
Including the one paint portrait of his son.
可是没有人很多人注意那幅画。
Not many people pay attention to that.
因为那个画家不是一个很出名的人。
Because the painter was not a very famous.
老实讲，那个画也不是画得很好。
It wasn't a very good painting anyway.
刚开始拍卖的时候
When they begin the auction,
那么他的遗嘱的 executor 就这个遗嘱的执行的律师就跑上来
So the lawyer of his
will
came out
就说按据 Mr. Fitzgerald 的遗嘱吩咐第一个要拍卖的就是他儿子的那幅画
So according to the order of Mr. Fitzgerald the firstPortrait to be auctioned is the portrait of his son.
那画的名字是 My Beloved Son, 我所爱的儿子。
So he says,
然后现在看一看那个画，就摇摇头，谁要这样子的画？有些人甚至说你把它丢掉算了，我们开始拍卖吧。没有人会要这样子的画。可是那个律师一直在不动。实际上有一个在 Fischero 家里的老工人，他知道这幅画对他的主人是多宝贝，他看到那些人在那边去讥诮，去那边说拒绝这样子的话，他心里很难过，他就用10磅英镑把那个画买下来，然后其他人就是很高兴了，现在我们可以开始真的拍卖了。所以呢，律师就说，今天的拍卖到此为止，因为 Mr. Fischero 的遗嘱里面说，
in the will of Mr. Fischero, it says,
He who gets the son gets everything.
还是买那个小儿子的画像，得到所有的画。
He who gets the son gets everything.
凡是得到儿子的，得到所有的。
今天神也对我们说，
so today, son, that God is telling us,
谁得得神的儿子？
Who gets God's son?
就得到所有神要给我们。
We'll get everything that God wants to give for us.
生命里的祝福，生命里的喜乐，生命里的安稳。
So we'll have the blessing and the comfort of our life.
你要如何对待这位耶稣？
How are you going to treat this Jesus?
你要如何对待这一位耶稣？我们一起祷告。现在结束，我们感谢你，透过你自己的话语，透过你自己的宣告，让我们更认识你，更让我们了解我们何等的需要你。你是我们生命的满足，你是我们生命的一切。
You are the satisfaction of life. You are everything in our life.
有了你，我们就得到从神一切的恩典跟祝福。
有了 with you, we know to be with the blessings to be with God.
离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
求神帮助孩子，帮助众弟兄姐妹。
May God help us.And help all the brothers and sisters.
我们真的珍惜主耶稣，真的爱慕主耶稣，真的常常住在他里面，享受与他同在的甘甜，去享受他赐给我们能力去面对生活当中任何的挑战跟冲击，去真的经历到住在主里面是何等的美，何等的善。求神继续的引导带领我们每一个人，还没有认识接受你的，求主让他们找到你。
For those who still do not know you, we wish he would find you.
更正确的说是被你找到。
More actually to be found by you.
我们已经找到你的，求主真的让我们紧紧地抓住你。
So for those of us who have found you, so we may treasure yourself.
也将我们自己完全放在你的手中。
Present ourselves completely into God.
让你紧紧地握住我们，托住我们，带领我们。愿一切的荣耀都归给你，因为你的心意在属你的人身上得到成全。加上祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen。
Thank you.